When you understand these seven laws of the law of attraction, you understand how to manifest anything you desire.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big beautiful eagle. And we're flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. You know, we are on a mission to reach as many people as possible with the empowering message of the law of attraction. And Rachel and I have been on this mission. I've been on it since 2007. We started our first podcast in 2009. And I have to tell you, I need your help. Whatever platform you're on, but particularly if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review, because what that does is it moves us up so that we reach more people. Now, if you'll do that, I'll promise to keep delivering information that will empower your life on a daily basis. So just go to iTunes and do that sometime in the near future. Thank you. We appreciate it, by the way. Seven laws of the law of attraction. So there are a number of authors that have put out what they call the laws of the law of attraction. And so we thought we would sit down and we would codify what I believe are the seven laws of the law of attraction. And I believe once you understand these laws and you start using them and you start applying them, you're going to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health and happiness you depend on. You're going to have it all. I mean, there's nothing outside the boundaries of your imagination. I firmly believe that. Now, let's get into law number one. The law of universal reflection. It's an expression of, as the Emerald Tablet says, as above, so below, as within, so without. It's what Neville Goddard talks about, that everything is you pushed out. Everything. So everything out there is represented or reflected from what is going on inside you, the vibration you're putting out, the frequency you're living at. And everything outside you is a reflection of the inside, everything inside you, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're vibrating is a reflection of what you have put out there. It doesn't mean that. Well, let me put it another way. How about this? So clients will oftentimes say to me, Robert, I manifested like $5,000. I didn't expect it coming. It just showed up. And it was an overpayment on something I had made a while back ago. And I got the money and I manifested that. And I'll go, great. And then they'll talk about how they were driving to work and they got in a fender bender. And I'll say, well, who manifested that? And they'll say, well, the guy that ran into me. You get what I'm saying? In other words, we want to take responsibility for all the good things that we manifest in our life, but we don't want to take responsibility for all the stuff that causes us pain and trouble and all that kind of stuff. Yet we manifest it all. You are a co-creator of your reality. What you connect to within yourself through your intention is what you manifest to the outside world. It's called the law of universal reflection. Number two is the law of dynamic magnetism. I'm not talking about normal magnetism like when you see a pretty girl or a handsome guy and you kind of take a double take. I'm not talking about that kind of magnetism. I'm talking about a magnetism that goes so deep that it supersedes physical appearance. It supersedes other people's opinions. And it connects you. It draws you. You've seen that with people who, I go back to revolutionary times, and in the United States of America, when the country was being founded by the colonies, people were so drawn into this idea of personal freedom. Think about it. Personal freedom, it was a unique idea. I mean, it didn't exist before. They were so drawn into it that they signed over their houses, they risked their lives, they risked their fortune, they risked everything. Because the whole notion of personal power and personal freedom was new. It had never been really talked about other than in books and in philosophy. And so here it was, a chance to create a society where people had personal freedom. And when you think about it, these people were magnetically drawn into something that was bigger than themselves, you know, and we see that all the time. We see people risking their lives, risking everything for what they believe in because they're magnetically drawn. They feel an alignment. And so when you create that kind of an alignment with your own missions and goals and dreams, when they become that strong, that magnetic, that powerful in your mind, you will be drawn to them and they will be drawn to you. That's the most important part. They will be drawn to you. Okay, the third law, the law of desire and detachment. This is, it's almost an oxymoron. Because on one hand, you do have to desire the manifestation of your intention, whatever it is, a relationship, a marriage, money, a new car, a new home, better health. You do have to desire it, but at the same time, you have to detach from it. Because if you desire it to the point of obsession, you start to choke the energy. It's like you're sitting there waiting. When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And that energy is chasing. That energy is want energy. That energy is neediness. And it's the opposite of abundance and prosperity. You see, when you're living a life of abundance and prosperity, you're not chasing money. Money is chasing you. So you have to desire it and detach from it at the same time. The next law is called the law of the middle way. And the law of the middle way really says that I am going to stay in a state of personal balance, personal harmony. That gives me the option to reach far to the left or far to the right, far into my desires or far into my detachment. But in the meantime, until I know whether I'm going left or right, I'm standing in the middle and moving forward. The next law is the law of congruence. And this is where likes attract likes and they start to come together. You start attracting people into your life that think like you, that feel like you, that have goals similar to yours. And you start helping those people on their dreams and goals and they help you. You start attracting people at your vibration. So this is a big secret. You don't just attract people. You attract money and prosperity and abundance. Do you see what I'm saying? You're congruent with it. You're homogenized. You're mixed together with whatever it is that you, it's not like money is out there and I'm here. It's money and I are one. That new car is not out there. It's that new car is a part of me and I'm part of that new car. Does that make sense? And it's the same thing with relationship, of course. Well, the next one is called the law of inspired action. It's not about just taking any action. It's not about just getting up and doing busy work, moving pencils from one side of your desk to the other. No, it's not about that. It's about inspired action. Yes, inspired action. Getting excited. Feeling that dynamic in energy flowing from source in through your energy field, your subconscious mind, and then your conscious mind and your body to the point where you feel inspired. I don't know why I have to do this. I have to do it. I'm inspired. Inspired action. And then the last one is what I call the law of surrender. And that is you take all the actions necessary. You take all the steps. You put in all the study time. You get all the specific knowledge you need. You do it all. And then at some point, you just let it happen. You surrender. And when you let it happen, good things begin to happen for you and to you. It's phenomenal. At some point, you just reach that point where I don't have to try anymore. I just surrender and do. You see that with athletes. A good pitcher, he trains and he works on little micro movements in his body and in his pitching delivery. But then when it's game day, he surrenders and he just allows it to happen. You can do that too. You can allow all the money you desire, the lottery winnings. Come on, you want it all. Why not? You deserve it all. Hey, visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and you can always claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. It's absolutely free and you'll get a chance in the 30 minutes to find out what a powerful mentoring program can do for your life, for your career, for your relationship, for your health, whatever it is that you're focused on. Your dreams are my dreams, okay? Now, I only have one other favor to ask of you, and that is be sure and subscribe and give us that 5 stars on iTunes and write a positive review. We appreciate it. We're grateful. We love you. You have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.